welcome to the inaugural broadcast of Directions on the News for Tuesday, January 9th, 2007. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief of Directions Media. And over the course of the next several minutes, Adina Schitzberg, the Executive Editor, and I will get you up to speed on some of the latest geospatial industry news. Today's podcast is supported by the Location Intelligence Conference 2007 and its key sponsors, the ISRI, MapQuest, and CH2M Hill. I hope you'll join us in San Francisco, April 16th to the 18th, and more information can be found at www.locationintelligence.net. We wanted to bring you up to date and something highlight some of the items that we found of interest over the holidays. Adina?
There was a press release last week from Autodesk talking about its relationship with Oracle and how they plan to provide integrated geospatial solutions. What that means is that there are some new bundles available to U.S. government organizations that bundle Autodesk Map3D and MapGuide Enterprise with Oracle Database 10G and Oracle Spatial. Now, there's a discount in pricing when you buy the bundle. You also get some extra documentation about how to implement these two things together. Joe?
The OGC has formed a new technical committee to put a specific focus on spatial data quality. We published an article last week by David Sonnen in which he says that the geospatial industry is facing a multifaceted data quality problem, and it needs to be addressed. We're going to have a series on this. Also, we picked up on an interview that we did just prior to the holidays with Intermap. I interviewed Brian Bullock, and he's the CEO of Intermap, and he was commenting on his work with the German automotive industry for intelligent transportation systems. The agreement these got in place is going to concentrate on developing advanced three-dimensional road data applications that will help for fuel performance and safety. So to me, this is another indication of the growing commoditization of 2D digital street network data and how some vendors are trying to differentiate themselves on content. Just yesterday, we heard that MapQuest has announced it was releasing a new version of its API, the Advantage API 5.0. It's their new foundation API on which all others will be built. It's interesting because it's got three types of licensing options for users. A classic one through standard licensing fees, a partnering model, and then also one perhaps a free model for non-commercial use.
Okay, now we want to move on to discussing some of the big issues in the news. The big news of this week is the acquisition of Globe Explorer by Digital Globe. Really, we know Globe Explorer in our space as a company that delivers imagery from a wide variety of providers, and its imagery is on platforms like Zillow. It's got tools so that you can plug into its imagery with your ArcGIS or your AutoCAD-based desktop GIS.
Digital Globe was looking for perhaps a delivery mechanism for all the imagery data that they collect, and Globe Explorer offers that to them.
And you can hear more about that in the podcast interview that we did with the CEO of Digital Globe, Jill Smith. I think there's really two things to take away from this acquisition. One is, what took Digital Globe so long in making this acquisition? The other point I want to make about this acquisition is that it's very Web 2.0. If you think back to some of what Tim O'Reilly has written about in terms of being successful within the Web 2.0 world, he makes the point that you either want to be the person who owns the core data or the person that organizes or is the domain owner for the distribution of that content. The second topic I want to discuss has to do with email from Leica, and let me just give you a snippet of it. It said, "Dear Geospatial User," and it went on to talk about a new product. And it basically said that it was requesting of these people that it receive user feedback on ideas regarding the product. And then it went on to say, "Because this is a limited release, we would like you to treat this information with confidentiality and not to redistribute the product outside of your respective organizations. Similarly, we ask you not to publish information regarding the product on your blog or any internet website until first official release of the product." And I guess I want to make sort of three points that I think will be helpful to everybody involved here. First of all, I think it's very important that vendor organizations and others that contact the media understand that just because they send an email that says, "We would like you not to talk about this," until there is a confirmation from the recipient, there is no contract. The second point is this request had to do with looking at this product and then providing feedback. If your job is to make money from your geospatial expertise, it can be a real challenge when somebody just asks you to look at something for free without anything in return. And the final point I want to make is that requesting confidentiality for an undetermined length of time can be a real challenge for those of us in the media. Those are some issues I wanted to raise, and I thought this was an opportunity for everyone to think about this challenge.
You know, we get so many emails a day, whether it's press releases or otherwise, to look at. And when something comes in your inbox and says, "Dear geospatial user," I essentially ignore it.
The final topic I want to raise today has to do with the Consumer Electronics Show, which actually began on Sunday in Las Vegas. There's a wonderful article in the New York Times called "Companies Pay Dearly for Tech Trade Show." One of the themes I'm pulling out in some of the releases that came out before the show has to do with location-based services, and in particular with subscriptions to location-based services. So, for example, Garmin has some new navigation tools, the new V680 and the Street Pilot C580. And what's interesting about these is they have some real-time information that you can get via a subscription. You can get traffic and weather information. Now, that information comes from MSN Direct, which is a data service that Microsoft provides. When you buy the unit, you get a year free of these services. And then if you'd like to continue, you can continue for the life of the device or, alternatively, for an annual payment. And perhaps the most interesting one to me is a new service from the folks at XM, which is a weather, real-time weather service. What it's going to do is track real-time weather between your current location and where you're going.
I just wanted to put a plug in, you know, when we dug into the story about the about XM satellite radio partnering with a weather tracking system, that Barron Services, which is located here in Huntsville, Alabama, where I live, and great little company and doing some interesting things.
I did want to let our listeners know that I'll be attending ESRI's Federal User Conference down in D.C. this week, so I hope to see some of you and let me know what you think of our podcast. We want to take this opportunity to let you know that if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably interested in geospatial technologies, and you may well work for a company that offers products and services for the geospatial technology arena. And we'd like to suggest to you that this would be a great place to tell all of our listeners about what you're offering, and we'd like you to consider sponsoring Directions on the News. Please contact us at ads@directionsmag.com for more information. Thank you for joining us for our inaugural Directions on the News podcast. We hope you'll listen next week, and be sure to tell a friend.